done.
All right, he's back on the big screen. Tom Cruise.
Come on! The ship is going to explode! What are you doing?
Find me when you wake up.
What?
Come find me when you wake up.
Well, that's a pairing. Cruise stars alongside Emily Blunt in the new film Edge of Tomorrow, which is a futuristic action thriller about a war with an alien race.
Here to talk about that one, Washington Post film critic Ann Hornaday. Hiya, Ann.
Hello, Hillary.
You know, there are so many things at first blush not to like about that. Is it good?
It's so true. I was watching these trailers the last few months just cringing, thinking, oh, do I really have to sit through this? And what a delightful surprise. I mean, it turns out to be so good. It is smart. It is swift. It's incredibly well made, very stylishly done. Emily Blunt, who seems to be the go-to girl for time travel movies between Adjustment Bureau and Looper and now this, but she's just terrific as this Ripley-esque heroine, you know, the old Sigourney Weaver heroine from Alien, you know, kind of matcha, but also very soulful. There's this kind of through line of humor that I was completely surprised by that keeps it from being too self-serious. And then you have Tom Cruise, who does such a masterful acting job here that I was just amazed. I mean, I've always thought he was a good actor, and I think it's easy to kind of dismiss him as a pretty face or, you know, get distracted by his off-screen life. But I think in this movie, he really reminds us what a fine, fine actor he is, because he's playing sort of one type of guy at the beginning of the film who's a kind of, he's a media relations dude with the Army, a little bit superficial, a little bit cowardly. And as he goes through these time loops where he has to repeat the same day over and over again, he changes, and he sort of turns into all these different iterations of Tom Cruise that we've grown to love over the years. So it's a fantastically self-aware performance, and like I said, just very entertaining, absorbing, and a lot of fun.
Okay, another one out, getting a lot of buzz, The Fault in Our Stars, based on the best-selling novel of the same name. Talk about that.
Indeed. I was not familiar with this book. It's a huge bestseller young adult novel about two teenagers with cancer who find one another, support one another, and fall in love. And, you know, it's another movie that's really well done. The stars are Shailene Woodley, who came to prominence in The Descendants and then was in a wonderful movie last year called The Spectacular Now, another very fine coming-of-age drama. And her co-star is a young guy named Ansel Elgort, who's very warm and appealing as this super confident, optimistic guy that this young woman meets in her cancer support group. I think for grown-ups, for folks around my age, it'll remind us a lot of these sort of tragic, doomed romance melodramas. Yes, there's some cliches. Yes, there's some sentimentality. But for the young people to whom it's directed, I think it does a really good job of sort of opening up. These movies are important, you know, for people that are just young people starting to grasp things like mortality and passion and love and death and sex and all those issues. These movies really have, a value. And this one acquits its mission with a lot of style and warmth and, again, some spiky humor as well in this one. So
Anne?
I think it'll really please its audience, and I'll go.
We only have 30 seconds, but gosh, I want to talk about Ping Pong Summer, set in Ocean City in the mid-80s. Quick headline on that one.
Indeed. Anybody who goes down the ocean, hon, will know this world. The writer-director, Michael Tully, it's based on his real life. It was filmed in Ocean City. It's a real nostalgia piece. Some cliched stock characters, but a real sweet atmosphere to it. And people who are familiar with Ocean City will love it.
All right. Thanks so much,
Anne.
Enjoy. Maybe you're going to the beach this weekend.
I wish.
Okay. Have a great one.
See ya.
Ann Hornaday is the film critic for The Washington Post.